Baby, is that you? Come into my room for a minute. How was your game tonight? Oh, I'm sorry you didn't win. Is something else wrong? You don't look very good. Oh, hurt muscles suck, poor boy. How bad does it hurt? Well, you know that I am a professional masseuse. If you want, I could give you a nice massage before bed. Would you like that, sweetie? No, I don't mind. My little fellow isn't feeling good. I'll do anything to make him feel better. Some of my clients say that my hands are like magic on pulled muscles. I'm actually a very talented masseuse, and I know techniques that'll make you forget all about that soreness. Well, I guess there are a few techniques I won't be able to use on you. Well, let's just say that a few of the things I do for my regulars are probably not things that a mother should do to her son. But I promise to make you fully relaxed so you can get a good night's sleep and heal up. Why don't you just take your clothes off and lay down on the bed? You can use this towel to drape over your midsection. I'm going to go get my massage oil while you undress. I'll be right back. Okay, baby, are you ready? Good. Now, where exactly is the muscle you pull? Your groin? You pulled your groin and now you want me to massage it? Son, are you sure you want your own mother touching you down there? Well, if it hurts that bad, I understand why you're not too apprehensive about it. I'm gonna take this towel off. I don't see any point in modesty if I'm gonna be working in that area anyway. Okay, now I want you to spread out your legs. A little more than that. That's better. I know this is an awkward situation, but I want you to try to relax, okay? I'm gonna start here on your inner thigh. I'm going to put a little bit of this warm oil on my hands. It should help your muscles relax. How does that feel? I can tell it's pretty tight. I'm going to move my hands a little higher. Yep, this is it. This is where you pulled it. Right where your leg meets your groin. You poor thing. I'm going to need to put my hands closer to the inside of your pelvic area. But, well, your penis is in the way. Is it okay if I move it aside? Oh, it's okay, hon. I really don't mind. It's not like this is the first time I've touched a penis while giving a massage. Well, technically, it's not a part of my job. I could actually get in trouble if anyone else ever found out about it, so let's not talk about that right now. I'm going to use one hand to massage your upper thigh and the other to massage your groin at the same time, okay? Take a deep breath and just relax. Do you really want to know about it? I mean, I am your mother. Do you really want to hear about how I jerk off my clients for an extra $50? Yes, that's all I do. I'm not a whore. Don't let them fuck me or anything like that. And no blowjobs either. Well, yes, I do take my top off for them. I'm pretty sure that the only reason I'm so popular down there is because of my big tits. I mean, breasts. No, I don't let them touch me. I used to let some of my clients touch my breasts. But I stopped because it always led to them asking for even more, so now I just give hand jobs. What? You want me to show you my tits too? Son, I can't believe you asked me that. What makes you think I would even consider it? Well, if you really think seeing my tits would help you relax more, fine, I'll do it. But the same rules apply to you. You can look, but don't touch, okay? Can't believe I'm doing this. There, is that better? Do you like Mommy's big tits, baby? Well, you certainly seem to be responding to them. I've rubbed most of the tension out of your leg, but it seems that something else is getting tense down here. I suppose you want me to massage that too, don't you, son? I knew this was a bad idea. I should have just had you take a warm bath or something. At your age, you're bound to get horny from me touching you there. Now I'm about to give my own son a handjob. What, that isn't enough? You want more than just a handjob? Like what exactly? Oh, don't be shy now, son. We've already gone this far. You might as well tell me what you want. I doubt you could shock me. I've heard it all before. Really? You want me to suck your cock? Why would you even ask me to do that to my own son? Never had a blowjob before? Your age? I guess I'm not that surprised. You've always been a late bloomer when it comes to girls. But I guess it could be worse. And you are a very good boy. If that's what you really want... Okay, baby, I'll suck you off. Just lie there and let Mommy take care of you. Hey! I said no touching. Don't put your hands on my head like that. If I'm going to do this, it's going to be on my terms. I control the pace, not you. Do you understand? Okay. How does that feel? You really like this, don't you? Aw, that's so sweet. I love you too, baby. Getting harder. I think you're gonna last much longer. Here. Give me your hands. I suppose I might as well let you touch my tits. Oh, that's a good boy. Squeeze them gently while I suck you. Your cock is twitching. Are you gonna come? It's okay, baby. Come for me. I want you to come in my mouth. Come on. Come in Mama's mouth. Stay still, sweetie. There's still a little bit more. So, baby, how did you like your first blowjob? Well, I liked it too. I hope I can trust you not to tell anyone about this. I doubt you'd want anyone to know that you had to go to your mom to get your first BJ anyway. Well, that depends. You've got to be discreet about it, and you'd better not give me any reason to be mad at you. Keep your room clean, keep your grades up, and maybe I can give you a little treat from time to time. But right now, you need to get dressed and get back to your own room. Your sister will be home from work soon, and I don't want her to see us like this. You're welcome, sweetie. I love you, too.